We have gone to great lengths in the last 75 years to remember the people who made great sacrifices in the Second World War. That long effort to keep the world free cost many lives and created many heroes. In both cases, too many to list them all at one sitting. Some people who worked very hard to save other people's lives have gone mostly unknown. This weekend, Ashland-based Siskiyou Singers debuts a new piece of music singing the praises of one, up till now, unsung hero. Chiyune Sugihara is the hero. The piece about him is called Butterfly. It is composed by Ilana Cotton, a Rogue Valley-based composer. Ilana, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
And Ilana's piece will be performed by Siskiyou Singers this weekend, again, the 27th and 28th. Mark Reppert is the music director of Siskiyou Singers, also in the studio with us. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Good to have you back here. Let's talk about the history of Siskiyou Singers for the people who don't know the group. How long has it been around? What do you do?
Well, we have been around for over 35 years, and our choir focuses on classic choral music. We're a wonderful group that insists on excellence and at the same time welcoming, enjoyable bunch of people.
Do you have a history of commissioning pieces for the group?
Actually, our history is with Ilana Cotton. This will be the third world premiere that we will do for her. Of her music.
That's impressive. Ilana, tell us a bit about your composing career and how long you've been at it.
Oh, my gosh. I've been composing, it feels like forever. I think probably I started composing the most of my chamber music and choral music in the 1990s. I have a degree in composition from UCLA, which is before that. I've done a lot of music since I've arrived in the Rogue Valley, just for local musicians here. Came in 2003 and have written really quite over 30 or 35 pieces now just for people here.
And for voice and for instruments too, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. And for orchestra.
So the story of the piece is called Butterfly. In fact, this is a longer title, isn't it? It's called The Butterfly, a tribute to the courage and humanity of Chiyune Sugihara.
Right. So you want to know about the history of the piece or about the music?
Well, let's talk about the process. I mean, did you do the commission and say, let's do a piece about Chiyune Sugihara, Mark Reppert, or was this an idea that Ilana came to you with, or how did it come about?
This is a really interesting story as far as I'm concerned. We decided that we were going to do a concert tour of the Baltic states. At that point, one of our members came to me and said, let me tell you this story of Chiyune Sugihara, and told me about the fact that this man had single-handedly been able to save the lives of 6,000 Jews in 1940 as the Germans were approaching Lithuania. He, with a little tear in his eye, told me that one of his co-workers was alive because of Sugihara. We then said, oh, we have got to do this piece. And said, well, who's the perfect person to do that? That would be Ilana Cotton. So commissioned the work from her and limited it to 5 minutes, which has been a bone of contention all the way through. It's turned out wonderfully, and it's been described, this piece, as an opera in 5 minutes.
Wow. Now that is quite a feat, Ilana Cotton. I mean,
it's quite a dramatic story. So he was a Japanese consul in Lithuania, and
which we should point out was part of the Soviet Union at that time.
Right? It was being
absorbed.
I think it was actually independent when he got there, but the Russians were beginning to take over the Baltic states. And he basically was one of the few diplomats still left in Lithuania who could actually be helpful and sign what became transit visas for these both Polish and Lithuanian Jews. And the drama here is that he did not have the support of his own government. He kept going back to them and saying, you know, can I have your permission? And they kept telegramming back, absolutely not, do not do this. And there were scores of hundreds of people lining up on the streets outside the consulate. It got to be very dramatic for him and his wife and his family. And he had to decide whether he would disobey his government. And I think that's not something that a diplomat does lightly, especially if you're Japanese. And so it was, for me, I think, a dramatic story basically focused on that decision point. How did he suffer through that, and how was it for him in his what I call the butterfly moment, when he finally decided what he had to do and he felt free to do it?
I'm amazed he could cram it into 5 minutes, because it's almost explaining the story. You know, Japanese diplomat, Axis power, helping victims of the Axis on the German side in what became the Soviet Union. But so you see what I mean? It takes a long time just to explain it. So how did you? I mean, you had to pick a major point, I would think, to revolve around.
It was the decision point. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm probably encapsulating maybe 2 weeks of his life, but mostly it's of his psychological life. I had initial thoughts about what the piece should be about, and that actually didn't change much. I understood somehow that it began and ended in the Hebrew language, and that there should be Japanese language at some point. That's after the butterfly moment. and the rest of it was really text that I had to develop, because there was no really solid text out there that would be singable. So I just did a lot of research and made the whole story be one that kind of goes from outside his house into his head and back outside it to the people, sort of.
Ilana Cotton is the composer of the choral piece Butterfly, a tribute to the courage and humanity of Chiyune Sugihara, which will be performed by the Siskiyou Singers this weekend, April 27th and 28th, in their concert From Americas to the Baltics. Ilana's here. Mark Reppert, the head of the Siskiyou Singers, is here as well. You can join the conversation on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So Hebrew, Japanese, and I presume some English in here. You, as a person who has to direct the people who have to sing this, do you have some concerns about that many changes in the language?
We had to work on it, but our group is used to languages, and so we do pieces. We actually are doing on this concert other pieces that are based on my broader view of what American music is. So we are also singing in Spanish. We are also singing another piece in Japanese, and we're singing another piece in Hebrew. So, it wasn't hard.
So how phonetic, Ilana, did you have to make the words on the sheets of music?
Well, there's a transliteration that happens already for Hebrew to English, and I had some help with getting it into how it should look on the page. And it's also the case with Japanese characters. I mean, there's a transliteration that we're used to seeing. So I actually wrote a little sort of folk song melody that went with a basho haiku, which is translated into English sounding or looking syllables, so we know how to pronounce that. And actually, in this case, the Siskiyou Singers accompanist Mikiko is Japanese, and she was quite helpful in making sure I had a good haiku in mind and how to pronounce things.
So I gather for the two of you, the whole story of Chiyune Sugihara was unknown until this process started.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So who did most of the research on what he did through the Lithuanian consul, the Japanese consul in Lithuania?
Well, I think we both did our research, mm-hmm. and that pertained to our part of it. Probably Ilana did more than I did, but we were both working hard at understanding where he was coming from.
Yeah, for me, I had to develop text, so I had to do a lot of different kinds of research, not just into the stories, but into these other language groups that I wanted to bring in. And, I mean, what were they going to say in Hebrew? What were they going to say in Japanese? And it took a fair amount of research to come to grips with that. And there were times when I really wished that I didn't have to come up with text and they could just sing oh and ah. And there's a fair amount of that goes on, because it felt like at the decision point it's almost not...
Not verbal necessarily.
Yeah, it's not verbal. So mm-hmm. there were, and Sukihara himself left very little. He talked very little about this.
I was going to ask you if there was memoirs, but it sounds like not.
And there were some, and his wife actually wrote one, and he was interviewed and discovered later in life, and he would reflect back on it and talk about it. But that language isn't necessarily musical, so I had to kind of work with that. It was a very interesting story.
Besides, you could go, you know, crazy on the authentic and have also Polish and Lithuanian and other Eastern European languages in there too, and have Mark make faces, and the singers make faces back at him. But you had to go for a feeling, particularly with 5 minutes to do this.
Right.
So
right.
How many different changes of theme are there across the 5 minutes?
That's a good question. I think it's. As I described before, we start with the people on the street in prayer, and then they gradually go into English, which is their Polish for us, their vernacular, to really beseech, save us, you know, help us, have mercy on us. And then we go into his contemplation of, well, what's the right thing? What is really the right thing to do here? And then finally into this sort of middle place where he makes the decision and the words that come, which I won't tell you, so you'll have something to listen for, that happen, that he reflects upon later, that helped him make that decision. And then after that, it's this kind of free flow into the Japanese poem. And it ends up back with a very short Hebrew phrase from Psalms, just thanking God.
A blessing.
Yeah, a blessing.
Was there much more to it at some point? I mean, did you have to do a lot of editing? Did you reduce the piece from some original length?
No. the editing was this, like, intense distillation process in my poor brain. No, I knew I had 5 minutes.
Mark, why just five minutes?
Well, if you know her music, you know that it's difficult. And so, seriously, I wanted to make sure it was something we could do very, very well. And so there you are.
All right. So I'm not quite sure how you should take that, your music. But I mean, is that a compliment, though, that your music has difficulty? Complexity, perhaps, is another term?
Yes. Let's
go with that.
That's really a better way to describe it. Ilana's music is not your standard folk song music, mm-hmm. not by any stretch. She explores modes. She is really in a very postmodern style of composition that is very exciting for the choir to do.
Thank you, Mark. I would say for people who don't know postmodern and what that might mean, I'm not sure I ever do really, but
because it still feels modern. But anyway,
it's tonal, it's modal, has a lot of rhythmic changes as we go through the processes of the story, and I think for me this was an especially dramatic musical statement. Sometimes my chamber music, I mean, it goes towards someplace, but it's not as intensely dramatic as this. And I know I was trying to use the choir as a palette of sound as much as a conveyor of text. I mean, really both. And so it was an opportunity for me to really play with that sound.
Ilana Cotton composed Butterfly for the Siskiyou Singers. Mark Reppert is the music director. And if you're wondering why we're not playing it, Mark said he tried to make a recording. It didn't quite work out. So rather than put something of lower quality on the air, apparently you have to wait for the concert. Let's talk about the process of composition, Ilana Cotton, because you do compose, as we mentioned, for instruments in addition to voice. And I just wonder if there's a lot of differences in that. I know for one thing, you have to let the voice rest once in a while.
You have to let a lot of people rest. I mean, you have to let, you know, wind players rest. You have to let brass players really rest. Composition is a matter of learning those things. And sometimes you learn them on the spot. I see, you need to breathe there. it's about learning what the instrument is that you're writing for. And I'm probably best at piano music because I'm a pianist. So I think we all come to know, you know, where we need to be thinking more about outside of the piano for sure. But I've been doing it for a long time, and I've enjoyed it. Choral music is a challenge to me. I think I'm somewhat limited by my own vocal range. I'm, you know, sort of a second soprano range, and so I don't go really low and I don't really high. And I'm probably more comfortable writing for that range than safer bases. So I've been learning.
So how long did the singers get a chance to start working on this? And for that matter, did you change the composition based on what you're hearing back? Is it sort of like a staged reading for a play? Where you want to hear it coming
out? I didn't really change it much. I think we work on balance. Mm-hmm. You know, like, can I hear a little bit more of this? Maybe we should bring this down. Mm-hmm. But no, I think once it was done, it was done.
Although I one thing I appreciate about working with Alana is the opportunity to get to hear it ahead of time and say, oh, maybe do it this way or do it that way.
That's true.
And that makes a big difference. To get to your other question, among all the other pieces that make up this program, we've been working on this piece since January.
Excellent segue. What are the other pieces of the program? Because it is from the Americas to the Baltics.
That's right. So we could not possibly do a program like this without involving the work of Aaron Copland. I consider him to be the present company accepted best American composer. And so we're doing a couple of his old American songs, and we're also doing The Promise of Living from The Tenderland. But in addition to that, we are doing music from the greater cultural diversity of our nation. We're doing a piece brought here by Cuban refugees. We're doing a Japanese folk song. We're doing a Hebrew folk song. We are doing a Venezuelan-style song, all brought here to the United States. And so that's my concept of what being American is.
From the Americas to the Baltics. And this is, it's the 27th and 28th, which is Saturday and Sunday, right?
That's right.
Okay. And so is it daytime on Sunday? Is it a matinee?
We have, yes, the evening concert at 7:30 on Saturday night. And then we have 3 p.m. on Sunday at the SOU Recital Hall.
Alrighty, that is called From the Americas to the Baltics, Siskiyou Singers. Centerpiece that we're talking about here is Butterfly, a tribute to the courage and humanity of Chiyune Sugihara, as composed by Ilana Cotton. Ilana Cotton, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
It's been fun, thanks.
Mark Reppert, music director of the Siskiyou Singers, always good to see you in the studio.
Thank you very much.